Mike Osborne for WMOT News. Two longtime mid-state political operatives say Tennessee Republicans should leave the state's primary system alone. Tennessee is one of just over a dozen states that allow residents to vote in the primary of their choice. Republican Party State Executive Committee recently called on state lawmakers to change that by restricting primary voting to party members. Nashville-based political consultant Tom Ingram says that would be a mistake. Ingram has worked for and consulted with many of Tennessee's top Republicans, including Lamar Alexander, Bob Corker, Don Sundquist, and Bill Haslam.
Tennessee has just had an election where more people participated than ever. I'd hate to see us do anything that's discouraged that in the future.
Middle Tennessee State Professor of Political Science Kent Seiler agrees with Ingram's assessment. Seiler's moved in the state's Democratic circles for three decades. He points out that a closed primary might have meant fewer votes for Donald Trump in 2016 because a lot of Tennesseans crossed party lines to see him elected.
That was because he was attracting independents. He was attracting dissatisfied Democrats. So party registration could act to throttle some of that enthusiasm.
Professor Seiler says back when Democrats held the majority in the Tennessee legislature, they too considered a closed primary, but never had the votes to get it approved. Seiler and Ingram both say that moving to a closed primary here in Tennessee would inevitably further polarize an already deeply divided electorate. Mike Osborne, WMOT News.